Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 23rd week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 23. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are in Christ and Christ in God's. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of John, chapter 2, verses 24 through 25. Jesus did not trust himself to them, because he knew all men and needed no one to bear witness of man, for he himself knew what was in man. Wherever we are assailed by the enemies of the faith, we always have the strong consolation that Christ is in us and will carry off the victory through us. Christ is so close to us that we always conquer through him because we are in Christ. When we are not beset by any adversary, we do not feel the need of his presence. But when we are under attack and are being crushed, he makes his presence felt and puts our enemies to shame. Here, too, we should note that those who are a cut above others, cleverer, more powerful, with special gifts of understanding, nature, and fortune, those who are more artistic, more learned, and wiser than their fellows, who can speak well and who are equipped to exercise leadership over others, who can rule and regulate everything in the best possible manner, these people, for the greater part, are opposed to God and faith, and tend to rely more on the powers of their own reason than on God. Poisoned nature prevents them from being prepared to employ their gifts to the best advantage for the use and benefit of their neighbor. Relying on their own gifts, they simply set their minds on this or that and hold the view that they do not need help or strength in any way. They resemble the Pharisees of the gospel. They were quite confident that they would get the upper hand over Jesus by setting him a trick question. They felt that he could not possibly escape from their clutches because he would be in serious trouble if he answered either yes or no. Let us pray. The wisdom of this world is folly with you, O God, and your wisdom is foolishness with the world. Be pleased to open our hearts to receive the foolishness of the gospel through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Luther for the Busy Man is brought to you by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. You can pre-order the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. And if you like, you can receive a Luther for the Busy Man coffee mug for just the cost of shipping and handling. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to view recent devotions and articles. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here. Go anywhere. Grounded in God's Word.